Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice, Newton People in the News by FCN Gabe Santos. NSHS Ice Hockey has received the 2026 Merrimack Valley Conference Dual County League Division II League Sportsmanship Award presented by the Boston Bruins and the Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association, MIAA. A recurrence of cancer prevented him from playing this season, but through all his treatments, he attended every practice and inspired the team. Head coach Gabriel Feldstein said, "He fought a harder battle than anyone ever fights on the ice, but still showed up and actively participated in trainings, film sessions, and developing the team." Josh Mickley has been appointed director of Camp Yavne, a co-ed Jewish overnight camp for kids and teens ages 8 to 16 from across New England and New York. He has spent 9 years as a camper and 8 years on staff at the camp and is part of a multi-generational Yavne family. He holds a Master of Education in School Leadership from Harvard University and an MS in Teaching from Fordham University. He starts in his new role on May 4th. Pat Gonzalez, former Newton South High School Athletic Director, has received a National Federation of State High School Associations Citation Award, awarded to an athletic administrator who has made significant contributions to and other organizations positively impacting high school athletics at both the state and national levels. Chris Markiewicz, a director of the Charles River Watershed Association, has been elected its treasurer. He served on the Newton City Council 2018 to 2023 and is a trustee of the All Newton Music School. Adam Strauss will bring his acclaimed solo show, The Mushroom Cure, to the Mosician Center in Watertown on April 10th through 11th, and the performances will be filmed as the basis for a feature film. The show tells the true story of Strauss's quest to cure his severe OCD with psychedelics. The New York Times said that it mines a great deal of laughter from disabling pain, and the Chicago Tribune called it arrestingly honest and howlingly funny. That's all for today's Fig City News Podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.